it's kind of hard to read that gospel and then just leave it alone, because I'm actually not preaching on that gospel today. I'm preaching on 1 Thessalonians. So if you want to talk about that gospel, we can later. but I get it. That's a hard reading. So I got a question. How many of you had blankies growing up? As adults, we call them security blankets, right? Now, y'all know what I'm talking about with blankies, right? You know, I know some children who have blankies and they carry them with them wherever they go. They sleep with it, carry it around the house, into the bathroom, out the front door to the park, and they're dragging it and dropping it and dirtying it all over the place. I mean, the children's blanket ends up being like a perfect mixture between a Linus Van Pelt and Pig's Pen from the Peanuts comic strip. You all know, right? Well, eventually, the blanket they carry, it ends up being like this pile of filth and dirt. And yet some children, they still really cling to it because it makes them feel safe. Well, from our earliest days until death, we all long for security. So this morning, I have a question for y'all. And this isn't like last week where I'm looking for an answer. I just want you to think about this. What brings you security? See, when you look back on your life, whether you're 15 or 50 or 80 years old, perhaps you've asked yourself this question in one form or another. See, these kinds of questions, they come up when we feel the least secure, when we're made vulnerable, when we're unsure, when we're given grave news. See, we all ask ourselves about security because we long to feel safe and we want a sense of peace. See, we don't have to want to worry about the unknown, and when we're reminded of the fact that not everything is under our control, we tend to think about security. But often, here's what I think. I think that we try to find security in places and things that cannot possibly provide it. So 1 Thessalonians, it warns, they will come and they will say to you, there is peace and security. See, we're sold well-being all the time. But it's especially in the way that we're advertised to. We aren't just being sold products, we're being sold a peace of mind, right? I think we can figure that out in the slogans and the taglines that products bring. So I got a couple. Coca-Cola, their slogan is open happiness. All you have to do to be happy is to buy a Coke product. Or Burger King, have it your way. All you have to do is go to Burger King, order the sandwich just the way you want it. It'll be good. Your life will be well because you're having it your way. Fortune, the magazine, for the men in charge of change. Sorry, gals. See, it's telling men that if they buy their product, then they're going to be in charge of the change that's happening. They're going to be in control. But then there's Hallmark. Anybody know what Hallmarks is? When you care enough to send your very best, right, Amy? Right? When you care enough to send the very best. See, Hallmark is assuring people that their loved ones will know that they are truly loved if you buy Hallmark. See, we're constantly and fervently being sold security and peace with items that can never deliver the goods. I mean, here's a side note with that. This is why you should turn off every commercial that comes into your home. Because they're lies. But see, companies, they're really, really good at selling, and we are really good at consuming. In fact, there's even a word for shopping to find security. Do y'all know that? There's a word for that? It's called retail therapy. One person at the first service was like, yeah, I do that all the time. They're a fan, you know. See, retail therapy is shopping with the intent of bettering your mood or disposition. And it comes during periods usually of depression and transition. And the stuff that people buy when they're partaking of retail therapy, they're called comfort buys. There's even a name for that. Now, while this shopping, because if I'm going to be honest, I've done some retail therapy, especially on Amazon buying stuff. See, it can take our mind off the situation for a moment, but it doesn't actually bring anything that's lasting. So in the book of Ecclesiastes, the author writes, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Well, the Hebrew word, you're going to learn some Hebrew this morning. The Hebrew word for vanity is havel. Havel. Say that to yourselves, havel. It's kind of a breathy word, havel. And it can mean breath, passing, transitory, not permanent. You're starting to get a feel for what it means. Havel. See, the author of Ecclesiastes is writing words of wisdom that we don't often pay attention to. See, he warns us that the things of this world, our clothes, our houses, our jobs, our investment portfolios, the money in our bank account, the junk that my wife won't let me get rid of at garage sales, even our loved ones, the things that we hold dear, these things are passing. They are not permanent. They are havel. All of life, it's truly havel. Yet it's in these things, these not permanent, passing things that we tend to put our security in. But it's not just in the products that we buy, the stuff I get off Amazon. You plan for years, putting money away for retirement, and the stock market crashes. You rest easy sleeping in bed. You think the door is locked and somebody breaks into your home. You build a business from the ground up. A recession hits and you lose it all, leaving your house. You spend 50 years with a spouse whom you love and care for, and they die. See, if you've been through these things or similar situations, you know that security is difficult to find. A minister, he was traveling on a train and he sat in an occupied compartment. And there's a young man reading a newspaper, and the young man was also a Christian, but he confessed to the minister. He said, my faith is so weak, I just don't think that I'm going to believe much longer. And so the minister took out a Bible, and he took out a pocket knife. And he said, see, I'm going to make this pocket knife stand up on the cover of this Bible, despite the rocking of the train. And the young man, thinking it was some kind of magic trick, he said, sir, I don't think it's going to be very easy to do that. But the minister said. I am doing it. He said, but you're holding it, the young man said. And he said, of course I'm holding it. Have you ever heard of a pocket knife standing on its own end without being held up? See, the security we have in Jesus is one where we are held through the rockings of life. See, we don't have to go through life on our own, friends. God never promises that life is going to be easy. Nowhere in Scripture does it tell you that you're going to go through life and it's going to be all sunshine and rainbows. Life wasn't easy for Jesus. But God does promise something in Scripture. He promises us that we are His children and that we will be cared for by His Son and that we will be upheld by the Spirit. See, security can only come from knowing your identity as a child of God. And your identity is given to you in baptism. And it can't be taken away. See, in the act of the water and the word, God actually claims you as God's very own. You are marked with the cross of Christ and you are sealed with the Holy Spirit forever. So when you begin to question who you are, whenever you feel like security is just seeping through your fingers, whenever you feel lost and alone, you can remember your baptism. Remember that God has come to you and joined you to Jesus. See, security is impossible to find when we put it in material possessions or in worldly circumstances, but not when we put it in Christ our Lord. And also, I think it should be said that finding security isn't a one-and-done kind of thing. It's a lifelong process of remembering who you are. See, our identity as a child of God is our security blanket that we can take with us wherever we go. You can carry it around the house and out the front door to the park, dragging it and dropping it everywhere you go. But know that it will never, ever get dirty because it's been washed in eternal waters. Been cleaned by God Himself. So friends, may you remember that the things of this life are havel, but life with God is eternal. May you rely on God to hold you up even when the ground gets shaky. And may you trust what God has promised, knowing that true security only comes from Christ our Lord. Amen.